In the midst of a national debate around so-called freedom of religion legislation, Maine now has its own measure before lawmakers. As Mal Erie reports, it was a divisive issue a year ago, and it promises to be the same this session.
A year ago, lawmakers rejected a similar bill, which its sponsor, Senator David Burns, a Republican from Whiting, says is meant to protect the right to the free exercise of religion in Maine. Modeled on the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, Burns says his bill would guarantee that no Maine law would infringe on a person's free exercise of religion, unless it is needed to further, quote, a compelling state interest.
When the person's right to exercise of the religion is substantially burdened, then the government has to have a compelling interest. And if they find, if that is determined that they have a compelling interest, then they do it in the least restrictive manner.
The Maine ACLU's Public Policy Counsel, Omi Amarisingham, agrees with Burns that an individual's right to free exercise of his or her religion is protected in the Constitution. But, she says, Burns' legislation is overreaching and unnecessary.
This bill, LD 1340, specifically says that somebody who feels that their religion is being burdened by a neutral law would be able to get out of compliance with that neutral law.
She says that it would allow a person to ignore anti-discrimination legislation by simply saying it would infringe on their religious beliefs. For example, she says a baker could refuse to bake a cake for a gay couple's wedding on grounds that same-sex marriage runs against the baker's religion. Burns disagrees.
It's absurd. We have the Civil Rights Protection Act here in the state of Maine, this is not at all in conflict with that whatsoever.
But Elise Johansson, executive director of Equality Maine, says both the federal and state constitutions already protect religious freedom. And she says the wording of Burns' bill could have a lot of unintended consequences.
This bill opens up a can of worms. And it could create many lawsuits here in Maine, which would cost our state a lot of money. We saw what just happened in Indiana.
She worries that passage of similar legislation here could lead to a significant loss of tourism and have a major economic impact on the state. Democratic Representative Barry Hobbins of Saco, the co-chairman of the Judiciary Committee, which will consider the bill, points to states such as Arkansas and Indiana experiencing a backlash from similar bills.
Both within the executive branches of both states, but also among those who believe that this is a frontal attack on the social justice issues such as gay rights.
Hubbins says while a similar bill was defeated last here in Maine, this is a different legislature. And this time, all three Senate Republican leaders are co-sponsors of the bill. The proposal has not been scheduled for a public hearing, but Hobbins says he expects a long day of testimony. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.